Ross Matthews from The Jay Leno Show is joining us on the line right now. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wide awake and bushy-tailed as always. So, anyway, we'll see how it goes.
I feel like we would be totally best friends.
Well, we'll have to meet up. We'll talk after the show. All right, so first off, Halloween is here. I know people have been dying to hear what you're doing for Halloween, so tell us.
Well, okay, so I was trying to figure out what I was going to do for Halloween, what I was going to dress up as, and I was leaning towards Ruby, you know, Ruby from Spell Network.
Okay.
But it turns out I'm going to be on a flight to Green Bay, so I don't even get to have a Halloween.
Oh, no. Well, you could be a flight attendant.
Oh, my God, that's the best idea ever. That's what I'm doing.
There you go.
I'm going to walk around and just give people peanuts.
Oh, no, I was going to say just dress up and then you would be totally snobby because you'd be ignoring everybody. They'd think that you're an actual flight attendant.
You are so funny. That's hysterical.
See? Now, so do you prefer homemade costumes or store-bought? Do you have a preference?
I never thought about it, but I think I prefer homemade, actually. I mean, there's something really cool about a store-bought costume just because it's easy, but when you see somebody's costume that's like the real deal, the real, like, hysterical, pitch perfect, and they made it themselves, it's like a whole new level of appreciation, I think.
What's the best costume you've ever had in the past few years?
Oh, that I've ever had? Well, in college, there was this convenience store. It was called Circle K, and it was right next to the dorms. And there was this one guy who worked there who everybody knew. He was sort of like local legend, right? And one year I dressed up as him, and it was oddly accurate.
And that's part of the fun, though, I guess, is that, you know, for one night, you know, everybody can just sort of be a different character and have a good time. That's what Halloween's all about, yeah?
Yeah, it is. But you know what I like to do on Halloween? I like to have, like, 4 glasses of white wine spritzers, stay home, just hand out candy.
How much of it do you eat before you... Is it 1 for you, 2 for the kids, or how does it work? Because I'm like that.
Oh, my God, it used to be, and then Celebrity Fit Club hit, and now I have pretty good, like, willpower around them, because I did that show and I lost weight, and now I'm like, oof, I don't want to put it back on.
Now, you know, we were actually talking last week on our show about your favorite Halloween candies and what people's good memories were like as they were kids. What do you have for a favorite candy?
For a favorite candy? I mean, come on. There's nothing better than like a Snickers, like the whole gooey chocolate, nutty. There's nothing better than that.
Peanuts, nuts, flight attendant. See, it all comes full circle now. Now, of course, that one, we do have to get serious, though, because something fluorescent for the kids, right? You want them to be seen. There's a lot of fast drivers. You're in Hollywood. You know that. So, safety first, always.
There are. So you have to wear something reflective? Is that what you're supposed to do now?
Yeah. So always be careful because, you know, there's lots of kiddies out there, and they're trying to have a fun time, too. So we're just going to... That's the only serious part of this interview, okay? I promise.